and welcome to another episode of Most Clicked. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile. I'm joined by my good friend, Matt, also from Smile, and Kyle from The Education Marketer. Kyle, in your newsletter, you have been talking about Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak and their shake up slash shake down of HE and some interesting admissions policy chat.
I know. I know. I mean, I'll preface all this. I'm 100% not a political expert. Okay, I tune in occasionally. I'm not a massive consumer of political news. My friend Josh Crawley is, who gives me all the breakdown. We all know Josh, don't we?
We do.
We do. But yeah, there's some stuff that's come out recently, and I just find it hilarious that these policies, I swear to God, they're spun out in the middle of an interview because that's how the conversation twists. It astounds me that this happens and we put up with it in 2022. I'm not going to go any further down this route. right. So yeah, there's a couple of policies been spun out. So this trust came out with one around the admissions process. Now, I will say that I think her heart is in the right place with what she proposes, but I think the practicalities behind it are just insane, right? So this trust has suggested that if anyone achieves a triple A star at A level, they should be automatically given an interview at Oxford, which I think Oxbridge, Cambridge or Oxford. I think this is great. However, there's a few things to take consideration. One, I think it assumes that everyone wants to go to Oxford and that they feel that it's a good fit for them. And two, if that's statistically like followed through, that's around 18,000 interviews. So, you know, again, it's populism, isn't it? It's like, oh, it sounds great. But actually, when you follow it through, it's just a nightmare, you know. And this has been spun out, and she hasn't even asked Oxbridge if they're willing to change their admissions policy, which has been in place for 1,000 years, you know. So, again, just madness. And then you've got the other side of Rishi Sunak. He was focusing on the idea of education before, so A-levels, right, and reforming A-levels. And he proposed that people continue to study maths and English in some form until they're 18. Now, again, like, who is this for? Like, it's certainly not for these students who just can't stand those subjects and are desperate to drop them when they're 16, which is probably most people, or at least one of those subjects. You know, I studied English at degree level. I love it, but I was very happy to drop maths at 16, even though I achieved a fairly okay result in it. You know, so I just think there's big holes in these policies, and I don't know where they come from, what they're rooted in. And I think they're deeply ideological, and I don't think they benefit students in the long term. So I feel like I've got a little bit kind of on my high horse there, but I just feel that it's out of touch. I feel they've spun out with a very narrow view of what education should be. And we all know there's no typical student, right? Students are so diverse. You can't really do policies like this. They just don't apply at the level that they need to.
We've never really had much of a chance to be political.
No.
I guess we've never had a reason to be political. It's hard not to be when you see a story like this. I mean, this is soundbite politics, though, isn't it? These are audio snippets that sadly are probably not taken out of context, but they're to appeal to specific demographics. I think that were like, oh yes, yeah, so they bloody well should, that sort of crap, really. But I'm with you. Like, it was that when I found out that Liz Truss had done it without any sort of form of consultation, she's like, here's a mental idea that I've got. Does she even have a way to enforce it? Like, she can't actually do that, can she?
I don't know, but I just, it's like, and obviously universities aren't completely independent businesses. They're regulated in certain areas, but I just find it crazy that who can dictate your admissions policy? It's like going up to Birmingham University and going, you know, you're going to have to interview like 20,000 extra people. Off you go. It can't happen. And I think it sounds great. And I think the opportunity has been amazing. But again, it assumes that everyone views Oxbridge as that aspirational view of what education should be. And a lot of people don't.
It surely sets an incredibly dangerous precedent as well.
I think so.
Regardless of whether you think it's a good idea, bad idea, what it represents, that they could later go, you know, that thing we did, we're going to do this thing that's slightly similar, but even more evil. I don't know. We probably shouldn't get political, but not that any of this bonkers chat surprises me with what's gone on in that party for the past year. But
I know it's funny on the surface. And, you know, eventually, like, these policies, they get mixed up and then you get a diluted version of them. Then those big sweeping the changes don't happen. But, the HE landscape is just so varied and there's no typical student. So, you know, something like this just...
Yeah,
either policy, you know.
It feels short-sighted, doesn't it? That was my first impression. You mentioned demographics, Nathan, and the policies being focused on certain demographics. And the article that you shared, Kyle, kind of alludes to that and says it's not recognising students who have perhaps come from worse-off backgrounds and had to climb a mountain to get 3 Bs. And actually have a better potential than those who come from a privileged background and yet they've done what they should do. They've achieved the 3A stars.
I've known students who have come into education with all the A's, all the A stars, and they've fallen on the face because they can't handle that new environment. And you're right, I've seen people who get 3 Cs, 3 Bs, and they absolutely fly. And to some universities in your education system that don't even look at grades, right? There's a good few art colleges that don't look at grades. It doesn't matter if you've got like 50 A stars or like, you know, two D's or whatever it is. They don't look at it. Look at portfolio. They look at other ways. And, you know, obviously grades are that metric, aren't they? But it varies.
Matt and I have been working on a project for the last 2-3 months maybe, and working with admissions a lot. And I love working in the sector because I learn new things all the time, and learning about contextual admissions and widening participation was a truly eye-opening experience. And it's this remarkable thing that the sector does, and it's just not taken into account. I know I'm just kind of saying what you've said, but I can't believe that the contextual admissions, but more so the widening participation angle, is just not reflected in these things. It's just nuts. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely nuts. And
it's because they base it on their own experiences, though, isn't it? And I think both candidates, I could be wrong here, but I think they both went to Oxford or Cambridge.
I think he went to Harvard, didn't he?
He goes Harvard's. Okay. So again, like elite institutions.
Yeah.
And they're a very traditional style of education. I mean, if you look at Oxford's like, range of subjects on offer, it's actually quite narrow. You know, there's better institutions to go to if you want to have a, you know, niche program, right? And, you know, whether or not it ranks at what it is, and it, you know, it's obviously a world-renowned university, but, you know, the programs on offer are quite limited. So, and you're right. Contextual admissions are, you know, it's an incredible way to get people into university, which take into so many different factors other than grades. And you're right, because they don't experience it, they don't know about it. And it's just because it's too complicated to discuss in that populist forum, it just doesn't come up.
Well, and here I am thinking, what is the takeaway from this? Because I think it feels quite doom and gloom, right? It's out of the frying pan into the whatever it is. But I think for me, a takeaway would be, having reviewed a lot of universities' websites in the last couple of months, I think it would do a lot of universities well to highlight contextual admissions, to be more transparent about admissions, and to highlight the widening participation offer, bring to make that more widely understood.
Yep.
And I think so many people would benefit from that. And maybe if we all pay that a little bit more attention, when Liz Truss is browsing a website, maybe she'll realise that there's more to it.
Or browsing through the TikTok videos of her.
I feel like I've been harsh on Liz here. It's not just Liz. It's Rishi as well. He's a plonker as well. So I'll just get that in there. They're both plonkers. Listen, thanks again, both. And one thing, something brand new this time, actually. First of all, thank you to all of our subscribers. We love you dearly. If you've enjoyed today's content, do drop us a like and or a subscribe. However, this is exhausting. It's really difficult to do this every week. We've been doing this for, 30-something weeks now. No breaks. Okay, maybe Christmas was a bit of a break. Whatever. We're going to take a short break for a few weeks. We're going to be back later this year with the same content. So hit that subscribe button so that you get notified when we're back on air. But we're going to take a little bit of a summer hiatus. Thanks again. And until next time, see you soon.